This is Canadian Composers, a program concerning the music of Canada and the men who write it. Today we discuss the work of Hector Gratton, and we hear four of his compositions for piano. Canadian Composers is offered by the International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation to listeners in Canada, the United Kingdom, and the West Indies. The commentaries for this series are prepared and read by Stephen Brock.
It was a tense moment when the program producer tried again to reach Hector Gratton by telephone. A special one-hour radio program had to be planned in a hurry. The music had to be composed, the script written, actors and musicians engaged. The producer was frantic. Only 2 days in which to get all these things done. At last he reached Mr. Gratton. The composer listened carefully to the excited voice at the other end of the wire. "Yes," he said calmly, "I'll do it." And for the next 48 hours he worked without interruption, writing music at such speed that he hadn't even time to write a conductor's score for the performance. And the show went on time and accurately timed. To Hector Gratton, this was just another radio job as conductor and composer. His work for radio has involved him in over 400 programs as either conductor, composer, or arranger. His compositions include pieces for symphony orchestra, string ensemble, violin and piano, cello and piano, and, of course, solo piano. On this program, we feature four of his piano pieces. The first is an Indian lullaby, Berceuse Sauvage. When the composer spoke to me about this piece, he said that in it he tried to give a picture of a little Indian child going to sleep and dreaming of the battles his brave father had fought. The well-known Canadian concert pianist Rose Goldblatt plays Berceuse Sauvage by Hector Gratton.